Dr. Wood, you were asked questions about Exhibit 19G, which I believe was the Wood and Clements paper, is that correct?
Well, 19G is the 1994 paper, 19D is Wood and Clements paper.
Excuse me.
Of 2002.
The 19G, the 1994 paper, was that a peer-reviewed paper?
Yes, that was peer-reviewed and published by the Idaho Geological Survey.
Do you know whether Dr. Ralston has ever produced a peer-reviewed paper on North Ada geology?
I believe early in his career, he and Cheryl Chapman did write some reports on, perhaps not focused on Ada, North Ada, but somewhere in Ada County and down into Canyon County, reports back in the, what would it be, 60s, early 70s, something like that.
Do you recall Mr. Thornton pointing out that, or asserting that the geothermal investigations report that you referenced was not made available? Do you recall that?
Yes, I do recall that. Yeah.
Would you refer to Exhibit 19H, please?
Yes, I have that in front of me.
Is Exhibit 19H the 1981 paper that you were referencing and that Mr. Morton indicated had not been provided?
That's correct. That is the paper I was referring to.
Dr. Wood, are you aware of any evidence to suggest that the groundwater flow in the Pierce Gold Sand Aquifer does not include flow in part to the Payette River Basin?
Object to that. I don't know what the qualifier in part means.
Overruled.
Good. Mr. Faraday, if you would rephrase that, or not rephrase, just state the question again so I can be sure. Or not.
Are you
yes
aware
no?
of any evidence to contradict the conclusion that water in the Pierce Gold Sand Aquifer flows to the Payette River Basin?
Well, let me say it. The evidence I'm aware of shows that it flows toward the Payette River Basin.
No further questions.
Okay, Mr. Thornton.